Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of October, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. For the first segment of the show today, we are talking with representatives from the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association. And this conversation is all about helping us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. The Bahamas Down Syndrome Association is celebrating with the rest of the world Down Syndrome Awareness Month, which is held in October. Even though the day is World Down Syndrome Day, is March 21st. I ain't mad. I like it. That's two time to celebrate. There's two time to get down, right, with the goodness. And the goodness is bringing awareness to the condition. And I like it. When I say the condition, right, what I mean is it is another way of being in the world, right? And so today we are talking about the events that they have planned for the rest of World Down Syndrome Awareness Month. Ladies, please introduce yourself.
Good morning. My name is Betty Taylor, and I'm the president of the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association and also a parent of a 31-year-old son with Down syndrome.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Dr. Tanya Roker Davis. I'm a family medicine physician at the Family Medicine Center, also a member of the Down Syndrome Association, and I also have a son who has Down syndrome, and he's 15 years old.
Okay, you better get his age right.
Oh, yes.
Teenagers, they ain't playing. Absolutely. Okay, so tell us, what is Down syndrome?
Okay, so Down syndrome, pretty much it's a genetic condition. So we all have 23 pairs of chromosomes, so 46 chromosomes in total. We get half from the mom, half from the dad. So I like to say the magic happens at chromosome number 21. Mm-hmm. So at some point during cell division, persons with Down syndrome, they have an extra copy of this chromosome number 21. Mm-hmm. And this results in a lot of the physical traits we see, sometimes intellectual challenges and disability. So it's at that chromosomal level, the genetic level, that
so this
happens.
First of all, this is a model that come with an extra part.
Pretty much.
I like them. Any package I get, I have an extra part. I like that. But right, like maybe we use the word condition, and I think it's important to say to people, like, suspend your previous conception of what the word means. Typically, we talk about a condition when something is wrong or abnormal. Mm-hmm. In this instance, though, we're not talking about people that are abnormal. We're just talking about people that have a different DNA composition. Right?
Perfect description.
Absolutely. And they get an extra... Listen, I don't understand how y'all ain't get it yet. They get an extra DNA.
Yes.
You ever been to McDonald's and you get an extra fry? You've been to the place, you get an extra onion ring? The same excitement, right?
Yes.
But more importantly, I think, is we do see different facial features or physical features. We do see some learning disabilities, but I don't even like that word, right? What we find are young people or children that learn differently, mm-hmm. that observe the world differently. Like when we were young and on the weekend we was getting ready to go out and all we could see in front of us was fun and gallivanting and frolicking, and your grammy look out at you and your friends and all she could see is problems and gallivanting and late night calls from the police, right? Like, because some of us just see the world differently.
Different perspective.
And I think people with Down syndrome give us an opportunity to explore the world anew, right? Because what we may call a disability is a different way of perceiving, right? A student that has problems with math in the classroom may actually be perceiving numbers as colors. Or when they see the number, they hear a sound. And so the formula that you want them to create doesn't work because it's not melodious. The numbers don't work together, right? And because we don't understand what's happening, we call it a problem. We are uncomfortable. We are disabled in our ability to connect with somebody. But people with Down syndrome open up opportunities for us to understand ourselves differently, understand the world in a new way. This is awesome. So people with Down syndrome have an extra, what you call it, 21?
Yes, ma'am.
They have an
extra. 21, number 21, the chromosome number 21.
Absolutely. Okay, so World Down Syndrome Awareness Month. What is the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association doing for World Down Syndrome Awareness Month?
Well, we are going to walk mm-hmm. because we don't do the 6 o'clock walk. We do the 8 o'clock walk because we want our persons with Down syndrome to walk along with us. I don't think we are going to get them up at 6.
Mm-hmm.
So, and our walk is an awareness walk. And the only way you can share this awareness is to help them walking with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we encourage people to come out and walk. Engage them in a conversation. They might not say much first going off because they have to feel you out.
And listen, every experience you have with someone with Down syndrome, right, is an opportunity to learn about the world and how it really works. For instance, we as adults think that all you got to do is raise your voice and pull a belt or a switch from somewhere, and a child is supposed to do what you say. But people with Down syndrome will show you, listen, my world is my world. When I get up is when I get up. And you can't beat me for it. But it gives you an opportunity to create a different environment for interacting with your other kids. And then you begin to say, okay, you know what? Let's talk. What is it about 6 a.m. in the morning that you don't like? Right? You don't want to get up. And you'd be surprised what you learn. Right? Because a child may say, well, I don't really tell y'all, but like in the morning, like 2 a.m., I wake up for no reason. I wake up. And then I got to figure out how to go back to sleep. So by the time 6 a.m. hit, I need another hour sleep. And then you realize your children is old people, right? Because old people get up in the morning, 2 a.m., do something, and work their brain a little bit, and then go back to bed. But you could, right, you could then begin to understand that your children are real beings. Their bodies are separate from yours, and their brains are separate, and they just operate differently. You can't just expect a child to think what you think and understand what you understand. Okay, so I am looking forward to this thing called Buddy Walk Fest. All these people just have fun run walk, fun run push walk, fun run. Some even have fun run roll walk. Some have fun run bring your pet walk. But what is a Buddy Walk Fest?
Okay. Like I said, we encourage you to become a buddy with us to walk with us.
Okay.
And we are going to walk from Western Esplanade.
Western Esplanade, right into the mic.
Western Esplanade, down east on Bay Street.
Okay.
To Parliament Street, through Parliament Street, to Shirley Street, down Shirley Street, back to Western Esplanade. It's not a long walk. It's more of an awareness walk. And figure it out. 8 o'clock, everybody on Bay Street is coming to work. So if you see this bunch of people walking in the colorful shirts,
right,
you're going to...
So when people, because I'm about to say, the walk is going to be sort of like in a peak time on Saturday morning.
Yes.
But motorists, please understand, the purpose of the walk is to bring visibility to the community.
Right.
Right. So you, and that's so important for people to be seen in their own communities and recognize. And so to motorists, please be mindful, be careful, be patient. Like the old people say, some of y'all got all your senses and ain't making sense. So be patient and careful with those who are taking to the street to bring visibility and awareness to the Bahamas Down Syndrome community and the work of the association. Okay, so Buddy Walk Fest 2024. You got a fest there. That's more than just a walk. So what happens when I'm finished the walk?
Okay, you can come and have some sauce with us or stew conch. And that will be until 12. And then 12, we have dinner tickets. So you can have some lunch with us. For the rest of the day, we're going to have vendors, different vendors. Some like... We're going to have the goat, the lady that do the goat pepper.
Hold on, you mean the woman who has put the little spicy bits of spiciness inside the little pieces of Benny cake and the peanut cake and thing?
Yeah, she's called the goat.
Challenge the goat. Every time I see her, I have to tell her, challenge. Yes, ma'am.
And we have a few other vendors, and then we have some awesome, awesome sponsors.
Okay.
Like Arawak Port.
Okay.
They help to sponsor us.
That's the port.
Arawak Port, not...
The cruise port.
No.
But that's okay, because the cruise port going to be a partner next time.
There you go.
It's Arawak Port.
In fact, listen, let's just put it into the ether right now, because imagine that the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association and the Nassau Cruise Port creates a package for families living with Down Syndrome to provide a curated and extra special traveling experience to destinations that cater to people in the community.
Right.
Absolutely. We're just putting it, Emma, I have to introduce you all to my friend Emma. We're just putting it into the ether, Emma. Okay, so the fest. Sponsors, our port.
Bahama, great sponsor. Lowe's Wholesale.
Come on.
And Precision Printers.
Okay.
Painters.
Precision Painters.
Yes.
What do they paint? Do they paint the socks?
No.
Why we don't...
they make a donation.
Why we don't have Wacky Sock Day also in October?
Well, the reason we have Wacky Socks Day in March...
On the day.
Number 21 chromosome on the third month.
Ah.
Just the third 21st. Month. And so we celebrated on the 21st.
Okay.
Day. So that's when we wear our colorful socks.
Y'all don't mind my feet today. I thought today was Wacky
That's
Sock
fine.
Day.
No, that's fine.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, so.
And we don't call it wacky because we don't want to associate wacky with our children.
Ah.
And our persons with Down syndrome. So we call it a colorful socks day.
Colorful sock day.
Because each of our children is colorful in so many ways.
Well, listen, I love how associations across the globe are able to fine-tune the international theme, the thematic work, to the cultural sensitivities of their specific communities. We can't call them wacky no more. And this is very appropriate because the theme for this year's World Down Syndrome Awareness Month is End the Stereotypes. End the stereotypes. The theme is to increase public awareness of the difficulties that individuals with Down syndrome encounter as a result of misconceptions and discrimination. People with intellectual disabilities and Down syndrome may suffer negative consequences from stereotypes. types. And this is important to me, too, because I'm a part of a family called the Hanna-Hasty-Tynes family, the empire, the royal family. But there are lots of stereotypes about HHT. One of them is that we all crazy, right? Like, we all crazy. And that's a dangerous stereotype. It's something that older family members can understand with historic context, right, and community. But young family members just growing up, that may turn them away from a family identity. Oh, you know, all your people crazy, eh? And I look at them and say, oh, I didn't know, baby. I was one of them crazy set too, eh? Thank you for telling me. But ending the stereotypes is so important because as adults, just like with pregnancy, the good Lord make you forget how much it hurt, so you could have another one.
True.
Right? As adults, we forget the trauma and sometimes the hurt of childhood and end up recreating and perpetuating the same things we wish didn't exist when we was children.
And I'll just say on that note, too, you know, children with Down syndrome or any type of disabilities, they're all unique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in their own special way. Down syndrome has, it's a really wide sort of a spectrum in terms of disabilities and intellectual challenges.
Abilities and intellectual challenges, yeah.
And they can do just about any and everything. They just take a little longer to achieve those milestones and to achieve those goals. Once they're placed in the proper environment with support and love, mm-hmm. they will thrive into adulthood.
Yes.
So we just encourage the members of the community, if you see these children, don't look at them funny. Say hello. They will mm-hmm. say hello back to you. My child, and I'm sure Miss Betty and other people, they can have conversations just as we do.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to listen a little more intently to get what they're saying or rephrase things for them. But you be patient, and it's amazing. And like you said, the perspective that they have on life, it really gives you a positive outlook. And it also keeps us humble,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they also help the wider community because when they're included, it's all about inclusion. When they're included in the schools, in the churches, in the communities, it helps us to be better people
mm-hmm.
in general.
In fact, I was about to say, interacting with people with Down syndrome on the spectrum, even autism on the spectrum, people who live in the world, are present in the world differently from us, is a great snapshot to assess how a country thinks of, considers, interacts with, provides for young people and children. Right? I remember I got a family friend that I found out lived in the wider neighborhood, and their child just saw me one day and clung to me, my leg. And every time I see them, hey, right? At first, you'd be like, oh, I talked to it. Because then you have to be on your best manners. It's work because you have to care for, you have to take care for children. And then you realize, you know, this is it. This is not an overbearing child. This is not a needy child. This is not an extra child. This is a child. And this is exactly what children require. And so caring for people with Down syndrome is always a blessing because it shows you who you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's talk about my friend here. Dear Bahamas, I want you all to be the first to know that perhaps I have succeeded on my quest to get Halloween candy this year. Ms. Taylor has brought with her the mascot for the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association. Tell us about the mascot quickly, please, ma'am.
Okay. Our mascot name is Emma Syndrome. She has all the characteristics and features of a person with Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
She has the mark across her palm. She has the slanted eyes, the low air,
mm-hmm.
the most beautiful smile.
Mm-hmm. Put up to the camera, to put up to one of the, two of the cameras here. Yeah, there we go.
Up to the camera.
Emma, we're going to collect so much Halloween candy this year. Please take a picture of me and my baby.
Gotcha.
But this is so important, the tactile, the ability to actually touch, because many of us are afraid that we will break a child, right? Like, we will do damage. Mm-hmm. But this gives us a wonderful opportunity mm-hmm. to hold the baby, because you know what? You see a father, for the first time, a father holds the baby. That's like the most beautiful, magical moment in the world when the father hold the baby for the first time. Anyway, Emma, I don't know how old you are, but use my baby. If y'all see me in the road with baby auntie, people cheering me and Emma on a Halloween mission. Okay, I have a text here just before we go to contact information and, again, details for Buddy Walk Fest. It says, what about complications during childbirth and the infant is starved of oxygen for a short period of time? I find that many doctors don't factor in external factors like environmental factors. When chromosome dysfunction, with chromosome dysfunction, there's a reason for that. So let's find the cause and stop saying genetics. DNA replication is perfect unless a pollutant causes them to dysfunction. Okay, so here's my first question for you, doctor. Where can we find information about Down syndrome?
So I would say the perfect place for that would be your either your family medicine physician. Of course, it ends up being between the OBGYN because you're pregnant at the time. Mm-hmm. There's testing available that they do now prior, so during pregnancy.
Okay.
So that you can prepare the parents for what's to come. Mm-hmm. And then also your pediatrician.
Okay, absolutely. And I appreciate that because going to an encyclopedia or Google could be, well, Google could be infactual and an encyclopedia could be overwhelming and not the proper context, but speaking directly to someone is the best source. Yes. Are there spaces locally that are doing research on the incidence of Down syndrome in the Bahamas?
Not that I'm currently aware of.
Not yet?
Yes.
Okay, good stuff. Okay, so Texter, I appreciate the text. I understand what it is you're asking. We don't have the space to explore that part of the discussion. Are environmental factors causing a higher incidence of Down syndrome births? Appreciate, please, I've rephrased it because I don't want to recreate or reiterate a sentiment that something is wrong with people with Down syndrome. They are just different from you and I. And in our, I think the word is hubris, we may imagine that we are better than they are. And that is just not true, right? Yes, it's important to understand why things happen. But sometimes the search for the cause is a part of a thought process that results in the eradication of a thing we think is not normal. And we're not going down that road. First of all, if you're a Christian and you believe your God is omnipotent and omnipresent, then he could do anything and he is in everything. And so why wouldn't people with Down syndrome be a part of his or her or their plan? Right? Just from the Christian perspective.
Well, quite honestly, I wouldn't trade my son in for the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I do, it wouldn't be the child that I grew to love. The child that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And his memory is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. If you don't want someone to know where you went, don't take him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take him. Because
he ain't for no ghost move. Don't take him down by Sally Sue.
The other day, we were coming from the six-legged roundabout onto where the PLP headquarters is.
Right, onto Farrington Road.
Farrington Road. And we ended Farrington Road, and he say, I've been there. So I look at him. Who you went there with? With my auntie. So mm-hmm. I said, for what? We went to take her daughter to school.
Mm-hmm. So,
her daughter's 25.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like 10, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he remembered that building. There's nothing outstanding.
Now tell me we don't need this boy right now. Photographic memory. He could be a Jeopardy champion. He could help students, right? He could help students. He could be a part of an after school or a university program that helps students retain knowledge, right? Like the value, the mm-hmm. things that are different have for us. Producer, let's go to the phone line dead quick, and then let's prepare for the break. Good morning, caller.
Well, good morning, Aaron. You know, it's a a good subject. I myself have been accused of being on the spectrum, but not just Down syndrome. There's many levels of what we call being on the spectrum. But I've observed sometimes the people that are on the spectrum, they call them bipolar 1 mania disorder. We got a lot of names for things. Mm-hmm. We want to give them medicine sometimes. But I myself have seen...
You still there? Graham, the phone call broke right up. I could hear you coming in and out. But thank you. I think the sentiment is that they're humans.
Yes.
They have inherent divinity, inherent dignity. And who are you to say that they don't belong or they are wrong because they are different from you? Plenty of people are different from you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you okay? We like you. Even though sometimes you don't say good morning twice like you're supposed to as a good Bahamian. We got one more caller. Good morning, caller. Oh, there we go, caller. Hold the line. We go into the break, ladies. When we come back from the break, contact information, social media presence. What time does the fest and the walk start on Saturday, October the 26th? And where I go to adopt Emma? Am I adopting your man? Anyway, you guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock and we'll be... Okay, caller, hold the line. If you can't hold the line, call right back. We go into a break. Stay tuned.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, Sino.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
No matter who I marry, no matter where my wife gives birth, our children will be Bahamian, like me.
If I marry a man who's not Bahamian, I have to give birth in the Bahamas, or my children won't even be Bahamian like I am.
That don't even make sense.
That's why we had the referendum in 2016.
But the people vote no.
The government can still do something about it with ordinary legislation. And it needs to develop an action plan and timeline to hold another referendum to deal with gender inequality in the Constitution.
Well, we can make that happen.
Go to tiny.cc/nationality to support the campaign for equal nationality rights by Equality Bahamas.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Unequal gender nationality law is a violation of human rights and a failure of the government to meet its obligations. In 2018, the CEDAW Committee told the Bahamas to set a clear time frame for constitutional reform, to integrate the principle of gender equality into all laws, and to amend the Bahamas Nationality Act 1973 for Bahamian women and men to transmit citizenship on an equal basis. Join Equality Bahamas in demanding action now. Visit tiny.cc/nationality for more.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. I'll be honest with you all, I was supposed to finish this interview about 15 minutes ago, but me and Emma, we got something going on, and I got some callers coming in, so let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still, sorry, we lost you. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Erin, once again.
Yes, sir?
You know, what I was saying was that when we look at people on the spectrum, sometimes those are the smartest people you will ever come across. You know, they have this thing, bipolar. We have all kind of names for things, but these people experience really small periods of super intellectualism, and then they just withdraw. Like the child that said it could remember, I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
The photographic memory. And I'm going to tell you my personal experience with it, because I've been accused of a lot of things, and I've been told some things, and I've been offered some drugs. But I don't think you should do that always. If someone's extremely smart, embrace it. Even though they don't know what to say and when to say it, identify how they perform. In other words, I didn't do well in school because school was not the method to teach me.
Mm-hmm.
Mentoring. I do have that almost photographic memory. And I can remember things that have been done to us that, well, a lot of us forget every 4 years. Anyway, it's a good show. I hope in school we start identifying the way children learn. And if they're on any part of the spectrum, we embrace the intellectual side of it and focus on that. Anyway.
Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing, you know, a part of your personal story, Graham. Thank you very much. So there's two things that came up for me just now. It is that within capitalism, the human has no value unless they can be commodified. Right. And so people who are living with Down syndrome, people who are living with autism, we find it hard to reconcile with them because what is their value if it can't be commodified? Right. And even in this space, because I want to say that, hey, these guys have superhero powers that haven't been unlocked. But then there's in the capitalist society, there's a danger that the only value they will have is based on what they can produce for the wider society. And just like with every human, you come here to the planet, to this realm with inherent divinity and dignity. You ain't have to do nothing to have rights. You don't have to do nothing to have to deserve a duty of care. Right. And that's why, like with children, they don't have to do nothing. We talk about your only job is to go to school and learn how to take care of yourself. Right. And you have inherent value, not just in your mommy eye and your daddy eye, because when they see you, they just smile, but because you are here and you're here for a reason. And so there's a danger, right, in the potential commodification of the person on the spectrum, the person with different innate abilities. And so these are the conversations I want to have when we have more time. Mm-hmm. Because the value of vulnerable communities and vulnerable people is they have lessons for us to learn and to be better people. Person here says, Ms. Green, all Bahamians must have 21 chromosomes because I myself don't like to get up around 6 a.m. for work. Right, because they normal. Right? They are normal. They have normal feelings. You're sitting in watching the TV and you put your hand in their food and they get upset. Just like, no, right? Because they normal. Okay. Contact information.
Okay. You can contact 544-2140.
Mm-hmm.
That would be me, Ms.
Taylor, president of the association?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And the other number is 427-1492.
Say it like a Bahamian. 427-1492.
Mm-hmm.
You forget Columbus sailed ocean. 427-1492 and
544-2140.
Good stuff. Email address, BahamasDSA
@gmail.com.
And you guys are on Facebook.
Yes, but it's under Down Syndrome Association Bahamas.
Okay, search for Down Syndrome Association Bahamas to follow all of the rest of the activities for the month. Okay, the walk, Buddy Walk Fest, Saturday, 26th of October, Western Esplanade.
8 a.m. The walk starts.
Okay.
We'll be there until 5 p.m. And some of our vendors are Bahamas Martial Arts Academy, Angie's Tees, Beyond Our Health, The Goat, The Spice.
Oh, I know Angie and The Goat. Challenge to both of y'all.
Essentially Yours Candle Company, Sandy's Cafe, Stay Chill, and Sugar Shack.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
And we'll have a kiddies corner for
adults.
Kiddies.
Okay, sorry. Kiddies. Discrimination. Huh? The pop-ups to get t-shirts.
Yes.
Where can I find on the street before Buddy Walk Fest?
We have two pop-ups coming up. One is tomorrow, the 23rd, in the mall at Marathon from 1 to 6:30. And the other one will be at Lowe's Wholesale on the corner of
Soldier and the entrance to Nassau Village?
Right there at the end on the porch. It's from 11 to 2.
And how much do t-shirts cost?
You can get a package deal, which is a t-shirt, a drawstring bag, and a towel. So when you walk with us, you could wipe your face.
Yes, ma'am.
That's $30 for adults. And 20 for kids.
Okay.
And then if you just want the shirt, it's $20 for adults and 15 for kids.
All right. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. Now, does the association meet regularly?
Yes, we do.
When you
we
meet?
We do once a month.
Okay.
The second Saturday in every month.
Okay.
We meet at the Shirley Heights Gospel Church Hall.
All right. Well, thank you.
And we have... Like you say, be like 8 o'clock. So our meeting is 8 to 10, and we serve breakfast.
I like it. Now, Shirley Heights Gospel Hall, is that on Dowswell Street?
No, it's on somewhere? Mount Royal.
Okay.
Mount Royal and Madera almost.
Nice. Okay.
Once you cross the light from Home Fabric, it's the first pink building on your left.
Crossing going north.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So we have a breakfast meeting there.
Well, thank you to all of the sponsors for Buddy Walk Fest, the sponsors for the monthly association meeting, the sponsors for whoever can give me an Emma Syndrome, a whole bunch of Halloween candy this year. Is this Down Syndrome Association organizing a trick-or-treat activity for the community?
We're just recovering from a walk fest.
Well, listen, next year, see, because I like that there's so many restaurants that are involved, right? Because it's so important for the staff to understand that sometimes people order food differently. Mm-hmm. And it's important for them. They got to order the starch first, and then the meat, and then the vegetables, but they need to know every single, right? And then that's just how some people are. Like your Grammy get, in fact, we all know about that. Child, come here. Yes, mommy? Come here, I say. You see, you go there, and then they send you back to the room you just came from to get something to bring back to them where they call you. You deal with that your whole life. You get over that. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's great to see. And a part of the theme is ending stereotypes. Right. So people, they could work in food stores. They could work in restaurants. They could work in fast food and takeaways.
Once you train them to do, they are faithful workers.
Mm-hmm.
My son works at Tops Lumber and Plumbing.
Yeah.
He packs the bag there.
Yeah.
And he's faithful. I tell you, he don't like to get up early, but he has to be to work for 7.
And he appreciate that.
Yes.
That he has to go.
Yes.
Yeah. And look at him. You say he's just packing bags? No, he's a logistics specialist. He got to figure out not just how much I could get in the bag, but how to safely get them in the bag without damaging anything in the bag. It's logistics.
And he's well known because sometimes I take him out and all these people coming up. Hi, Nathan.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
right into the
mug. I know him from Tops.
Okay. But, and I love that as well, that people, like that community to say, that's where I want you to know he's safe.
Well,
that this is community.
I know
him from Tops.
His dad is there.
adopts. Oh, heavy manners. Heavy manners on top of that. Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, just before we go, your teenage son. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have a secondary conversation about the experiences maturing from child to young adult to adult, and how we reconcile with the concept of authority and scope of authority with people, right? Like, how do we allow someone to be as autonomous as they possibly can, but still hold firm
to protection
and the understanding of the duty of care, right? Okay. And the duty of care is to allow them to be as free as possible, but to always be present to ensure protection.
Yeah. Well, Nathan, he lets me know. If I say, come here, boy. I'm a boy. I'm a man.
Mm-hmm.
And he lets me know that. And
Does he respond to some the same way when you say, come here, man?
Oh, yeah.
He'll come?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he don't like the boy.
That ain't my name.
No.
Yeah.
And even if you like it, you know, in the Bahamas, we call baby as an endearment. Oh, no, don't call him no baby. He's a man.
Yeah, don't call him baby. And don't feign intimacy, right? Because this is important when we talk about consent. Don't pretend intimacy by calling me baby. I don't know you like that. Right? And in that same space, we realize that we could be telling the children we think are normal the same thing, because they're all the same, and we should be treating them equally and equitably, right? Which means that we all deserve what we need, and we may need different things.
And one thing with my teenage son, and I agree with Betty, they are very in tune with their age as they get older, and maturity. Mm-hmm. So he understands, no, I'm not a baby. He will tell you, Mom, I got this. Mom, I can do it myself. I'm a big boy. Let me handle it. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two younger kids, and he's the oldest one. He's my firstborn. And he realizes that he's older than the others. So he will put them in their place. One thing I understand with children with Down syndrome, they're straightforward. You don't need to sugarcoat stuff. And like she said, once you train them in the right way that first time, they never forget it.
Yeah.
They're really creatures of routine.
Mm-hmm.
So they know, they'll stand up to you. Like she says, that's something I always strive for. And I'm sure every parent with a child with a special need in any way was just for him to be able to express himself, for him to be able to perform the daily activities of living and take care of himself independently. One day we're all going to not be here anymore. And so we want to instill in them, you know, the right things to do. So you go over it, you do that a few times with them, and once that's ingrained with them,
they're good to go.
And they have goals, because my son comes home with his tips. He put it on the mirror. He tells me, count it. I count it. He tells me, record it on the calendar, and then goes bank for a blue car.
He wants a blue car.
First it was red.
Mm-hmm.
But he changed his mind and now it's a blue car.
Okay.
Okay. So absolutely. That's his goal.
I don't know if you all saw the video just this week with the little Bahamian girl in the car counting the money with a little sundress on. And the mommy is saying, oh, that's a lot of money. Oh, you should let me hold that for you safe in my place. The little girl bursts out laughing like she related to Cousin Vera from Palmetto Point. The little girl say, that's okay, mommy. She's so polite. That's okay, mommy. I think the mommy's like, but you don't even have any pockets. She's don't mind my pockets and my money, mommy.
She's straight.
Mm-hmm. Right? And in the same but in the same way, we forget the respect we're supposed to have for our children. If they make money, you gotta do the respectful thing and look them straight in their eyes and say, baby, I know you work hard for this money. Right now, we in a little financial pinch, and I need to borrow your money until I could pay it back to you, because it's yours. You gotta be honest with them.
Up front.
Yeah. Right? Because your Down syndrome child ain't gonna let you get away with foolishness. Anyway, ladies, we all out of time. The numbers again, 427-1492 and 544-2140. The second number, 544-2140, will take you directly to the president of the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association. Email contact, bahamasdsa@gmail.com. bahamasdsa@gmail.com. That's bahamasdsa@gmail.com. Buddy Walk Fest this Saturday, starting at the Western Esplanade at 8 p.m. The fest continues until 5 p.m. You can get your T-shirt and package for the walk, adults for $30, or the T-shirt alone for $20. For kids, the package, $20. T-shirt alone is $15. And the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association meets every second Saturday of the month at Shirley Heights Gospel Hall, right in Montrose and Madeira.
Mount Royal
and Madeira area. If I tell you, I just have to call it by the landmark.
Home Fabric.
You call it that. I call it the retail station for Marvin Pinder Farms. Scarlet Plum. This is my landmark, right? That's how I always remember things. You got a fruit tree in your yard, I can never forget where you live. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm going to end this segment by reading. I want to read a story into the news. You don't have to join this part of the conversation, but if you stay till the end, we get your information back out one more time. You guys got to go?
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for joining me this morning. Emma Syndrome, pull up for the camera one more time. If y'all see me with this baby on Halloween, just give us candy. Emma like candy, I like candy, Sharon like candy, and I like foolishness. You guys, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It was nice being here.
Absolutely. Just to end the show today, guys, I've got about 6 minutes, and I really want to read this article out loud. I've got so much on deck to talk about tomorrow. I just want to get this into the record. Three police arraigned on charge of raping woman. Three police officers and one civilian were arraigned yesterday for allegedly raping an 18-year-old woman, while another officer faced charges of abetting the crime. Assistant Commissioner of Police Lamont Delavaux told the Tribune that the four officers have been interdicted from the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Aaron Cash, Jimmy Thurston, Alvin Glinton, and civilian Jeff Joseph allegedly had sexual intercourse with the teenager without her consent between October 5th and October 6th, 2024. Cornelius Rigby, 24, faced five counts of abetment of rape, allegedly aiding and abetting the other man in committing the offense. Cash, who faces two counts of rape in this case, was previously charged in January with allegedly raping and assaulting a woman in Marsh Harbor, Abaco, on March 22nd, 2023. Acting Chief Magistrate Roberto Reckley denied bail for Thurston, Cash, Glinton, and Joseph due to the severe nature of the charges. Prosecutor Inspector Dion Barr initially objected to bail for Rigby, but his attorney, C.G. Smith Curry, challenged the grounds for the objection, arguing that the primary consideration should be Rigby's ability to attend court dates. She noted that this was his first charge and highlighted his role as a father to a two-year-old son and his community ties, including the Vision of Hope Cathedral membership. The judge ultimately granted Rigby bail of $9,500, ordering him to wear an electronic monitoring device, sign in every Tuesday and Wednesday at the nearest police station, and refrain from interfering with witnesses. Brian Bastian represented Thurston, while Ian Cargill and David Cash represented Cash, Glinton, and Joseph. Because the matter is before the courts, I think they've been charged. We must be very careful how we talk about this case so that we do not pervert the course of justice. I just want to say there's lots in that article alone, though, that I wish I had the space to interrogate. But I just want to reread this part of the article. Aaron Cash, 30. Jimmy Thurston, 32. Alvin Glinton, 31. And civilian Jeff Joseph, 28. Allegedly had sexual intercourse with the teenager without her consent. I would just like to make a grammatical point here. Or maybe not even grammatical. Maybe it's just a logistics point. You could have saved a whole lot of words by just using the word rape. A text here says, morning, Miss Green. It's Deputy Commissioner, not Assistant. Well, thank you, text. I will make that correction in today's Tribune on their behalf. But I thank you for making that point for the general public. Again, it is Deputy Commissioner of Police, Lamont Delavaux, and not Assistant Commissioner of Police. That follows another huge headline. In the Tribune, it is MP raped me and said he'd shoot me. In the Guardian, the headline is MP's accuser tells court he raped her twice. Supreme Court judge, I'm reading from the Guardian story, a Supreme Court judge on Monday ruled that part of the rape trial of North Abaco Member of Parliament Kirk Cornish will be heard in private. Let me repeat the first paragraph of this article. A Supreme Court judge on Monday ruled that part of the rape trial of North Abaco Member of Parliament Kirk Cornish will be heard in private. Justice Renee McKay made her ruling following an application by defense lawyer Ty Pinder-Mackey. She made the application after Cornish's accuser had completed her evidence in chief. We go to page 5 because I am stunned. To be honest with you, I wanted to not read that story. I thought this first story was far more important to read into the record. This means that the witness will not be cross-examined in public. Before McKay made the ruling, the woman told a 9-member jury about how Cornish allegedly raped her twice, assaulted her, and threatened to kill her during their relationship. The witness said that she had known Cornish for about 36 years, but they began dating in 2020. She said their relationship ended in March 2023. The woman claimed that on January 20, 2023, while in Cornish's yard in Cooperstown, Abaco, he flew into a rage after they had an argument about a phone conversation that she had with someone else. The alleged victim claimed that Cornish choked her and poked her multiple times in the right eye with his finger. The woman claimed that after the alleged assault, Cornish drove to the Cooperstown south side and said, quote, I should just put a bullet in your head, close quotes. The woman testified that she asked Cornish to take her home. Once there, she said she took photos of the alleged eye injury and marks around her neck with her cell phone. Those photos were exhibited in court. The woman alleged that on March 24, 2023, Cornish attacked her with a knife while they were staying at an Airbnb in New Providence after she received a call from an unidentified person while she sat on the couch in the front room. The woman testified, quote, I was afraid. I saw my life flash before my eyes, close quotes. The woman said she went into the bedroom. She said Cornish came into the room too and had sex with her against her will. The woman said that on April 4th, 2023, she was at her home on the phone with a friend who lives in Canada when Cornish called and she didn't answer. She said that a short time later, Cornish, who lives nearby, came to her home. When she opened the door, he locked the door behind him and allegedly forced her into her bedroom and raped her. After he was done, he allegedly said, quote, you don't want a relationship. You want a monster. You got it. Close quotes. Timothy Bailey is the prosecutor. So I only have 2 quick questions. What is the mechanism in law that allows a defendant to give testimony in private? What is the mechanism in the law that allows a defendant to give testimony in private? What does private mean? I imagine the jury will be present. And my second question is, We stop importing Cornish hen into the country, right? Okay, just checking. Just checking. You guys, I'm all out of time. Producer, thank you for your grace. I needed to read that into the record. Again, the first paragraph says, the Supreme Court judge on Monday ruled that part of the rape trial of North Abaco Member of Parliament Kirk Cornish will be heard in private. There we go. Referring to Nygaard and Jeffrey Epstein conviction, it appears, quote, socially accepted, close quotes. I will not read the rest of this text yet. I'm going to take a picture of it, text her, and run it by the legal team. But I will read it. Thank you for joining me today. The first segment was great. Thanks to the Bahamas Down Syndrome Association for sharing with us. Tomorrow, we get back into the headlines. You guys have a great day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.